I'm not going to give you a poem this morning, but I'm going to share something very unusual. This nugget I have today is for us to tell people, talk to people with that don't go to church. But I really wouldn't dare share this in some churches because of the narrow-mindedness of some people. But I have Pastor Rick's approval, and I think it's because Rick and I both come from where we're coming from, we can relate to it. But I also am very proud to say I think this church is open to this mindset, really. It's called Go to Church Anywhere, Anytime, Anyway. If you're having sex before marriage, go to church anyway. If you're a drug addict trying to beat addiction, go to church anyway. If you were out drunk all night the night before, go to church anyway. If you weren't sure what gender you are or prefer, go to church anyway. If you can't quit that disgusting habit, go to church anyway. If you've been in prison before, go to church anyway. Church is a hospital. It's a hospital for the broken, the lost, the empty, the confused, the desperate, and the rejected. Every sinner has a future, and every saint has a past. How do we break the chains of addiction and bondage? By prayer. Prayer for you and prayer with you. There isn't a single person in the four walls of this church that doesn't have something in their life that they hate or regret about their past. We've all made mistakes, but God's grace is enough. I lost my place. There's things I never want to admit out loud about myself, but God knows, and He loves me nonetheless. So whatever you've done, or whatever you're doing, go to church anyway, because it might just change your life. And my last statement, if you have tried everything else, why don't you try Jesus? What do you got to lose? Amen.
Amen. Amen.